Kim.com. He has just lost a trial in New Zealand for extradition. He has been fighting this for 12 years. The FBI demanded that he be extradited. The FBI had ordered a raid on his mansion in Auckland, New Zealand. Isn't that interesting? The FBI is ordering the New Zealand government to do it. The New Zealand government, puppets as they are, of the global governance. And we are the center of the global governance. Make no doubt about it. You know, and we like to pretend that it's not us. It's the WHO or it's Davos. Or, no, we are the UN. We are the major funders of these things. U.S. headquartered corporations. Anyway, the FBI told the New Zealand government to raid his home in New Zealand, and they did. And he's been fighting extradition for 12 years. In 2017, the High Court in New Zealand first approved his extradition, with an appeal court reaffirming the finding in 2018 and 2020. The country's Supreme Court again affirmed the finding. However, they left the door open for further judicial review. And so now a judge has jumped in on that yet again. How many times and how many different courts is New Zealand going to surrender its sovereignty to the U.S. government? They're part of the Five Eyes network. The five English-speaking countries of the U.S., U.K., Canada, New Zealand, Australia. He said, I love New Zealand. He put out on Twitter, I love New Zealand. I'm not leaving. And he says, don't worry. I have a plan. Well, I hope he does. But as I said before, and as he's pointed out, he's never lived in the USA. He's never worked in the USA. He's never owned a business in the USA. He's never even visited the USA. What authority do they have against him? And what are the accusations? Oh, well, people used his site, Mega Upload, to upload copyrighted material. Isn't that what YouTube is all about? I mean, you know, come on. That's really their business model. According to U.S. authorities, Kim.com and three other Mega Upload executives cost film studios over $500 million by encouraging people to store and share copyrighted material. They just made that up. What do they do, a PCR test on the copyrighted material? That's about as accurate. Generating over $175 million for his website. He also faces charges of money laundering and racketeering. And again, these racketeering charges, really meaningless. You know, as a way to get around due process. And people like Rudy Giuliani were more than happy to build their career on it. Eventually, it comes around and bites him. He's now being charged with racketeering. When it comes to money laundering, what does that mean? They came after Republican Speaker of the House, longest serving Speaker of the House, who had been handpicked because he had been a wrestling coach, and I think it was known before they ran him for Congress as a Republican, Dennis Hastert, I think it was known that he was a pedophile. One of these people that he had victimized as a coach. Wait a minute, I know somebody else that's a coach who's running for office right now, Tim Walz. He hangs around with some pretty dodgy characters, too. Not even trying to hide it. I mean, Dennis Hastert looked like he was a real conservative guy. And, they have a statute of limitations. They wouldn't change the statute of limitations. They could have come after him for the real crime of pedophilia. Instead, they came after him for a non-crime of structuring his money so the bank wouldn't ask him about it. But it was money that he took out. He had already paid taxes on it. What business is it of theirs or the government about that? But they sent him to jail for that. You know, that kind of money laundering, I imagine, is what they're after with Kim.com. New Zealand copyright law makes it clear that an ISP can't be criminally liable for the actions of their users, Kim.com noted in 2017. He said, unless, of course, you're Kim.com. And then they will ignore that law. New Zealand copyright law 92B makes it clear that an ISP can't be criminally liable for actions of their users. And as a matter of fact, you look, like I said before, you look at Section 230 in the United States. Well, that was supposed to protect these sites from what people would upload if they're a public site, you know, because if you're going to knock them down, anytime somebody puts up something that was criminal, and you're going to take down Google, or you're going to take down Facebook or Twitter or whatever, because somebody puts up something that is, let's say, there's child porn or something, right? They post it up there. Well, we're going to take down the whole site instead of going after the person who posted that. They put up Section 230 to protect against that, or you're not going to have any internet sites. Mega Upload was based in Hong Kong until 2012 when the U.S. seized the domain and shuttered the site. Then it relaunched the next year as Mega with a New Zealand domain name. However, .com has had no involvement with the company since at least 2015. The company's chief marketing officer and chief technical officer, and both from Germany, along with a third executive, were arrested in Auckland along with Chem.com in 2012. One of them died in 2022. One of the other three people died in 2022. The other two were sentenced to jail in New Zealand. And they did plea bargains that helped them to avoid extradition. And so I guess they turned against Chem.com. So the other three executives, one of them died. The other two worked out a plea deal. Elon Musk commented on it and said, "The decision to extradite you is a blow to justice." Musk is right about this. "You fought against unfair persecution for over a decade. The U.S. wants to scapegoat you for issues they couldn't control. New Zealand should protect you, not serve as a proxy for U.S. overreach." He's exactly right about that. It is truly disgusting what is being done. I mean, again, not a citizen, not doing business in the United States. They've got Section 230. New Zealand has got laws against that. But of course, just look at Julian Assange. They had no authorization to come after him either.
Of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish things that aren't true without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with The David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.